Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, your co-host for The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. I'd like to remind you we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with some of the best in modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll stick around. We've got 2 hours of swinging music with a short break for the news at the top of the hour. And I'd like to introduce tonight our new co-host for The Feeling of Jazz, Dr. Alan Korns of Valparaiso, Indiana, who's joined the show. Al's a longtime jazz aficionado and very knowledgeable in swinging mainstream modern jazz. So welcome to the show, Al.
Thanks, Ken. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, we're going to start out with Zoot Sims again. We did a spotlight on Zoot Sims last week, and great tenor sax player down through the years. As I said in the last show, he made his big break nationally when he was in the Four Brothers Big Band with the Woody Herman Big Band from about 47 to 49. They had a great all-star sax section that included Al Cohn, Stan Getz, Herbie Stewart that was in there for a while, Zoot Sims, and Serge Charloff on baritone sax. So we're going to give you a taste of Zoot tonight. We're going to kick it off with a tune I really enjoyed. It was I Wish I Were Twins. First time I heard it was sung by Fats Waller when he says, "I wish I were twins, you little babykins, so I could love you twice as much as I do." One of my favorite lyrics. And this is Zoot, backed up by Jimmy Rolls on piano, Frank Tate on bass, Eric Khanna on drums. "I Wish I Were Twins." Thank you. Bass ending there by Jimmy Rolls. That was our highlight artist of the week, tenor man Zoot Sims doing I Wish I Were Twins. What's up next, Al?
Well, for my first selection, and I've got a group led by Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax. It's from it's an album called Timeless Jazz. It's a Fresh Sounds label out of Switzerland. It's a reissue of a former album. In addition to Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, we got Billy Taylor on piano, Emmett Berry on trumpet, Eddie Burt on trombone, Joe Jones on drums, and Mill Hinton on bass. And it's the Edgar Sampson tune, Blue Lou. Thank you. That was the Edgar Sampson tune, Blue Lou, by Coleman Hawkins Group, with some nice solo there by Eddie Bird on trombone and Billy Taylor on piano, and the happy rhythm section of Joe Jones on drums and Mel Hinton on bass.
That was a real swinger, Al. I'm going to return now to our highlight artist of the week, tenor sax man Zoot Sims, and we're going to do an album that was originally cut on the Bethlehem label back in 1960 in New York City called Down Home. And along with Zoot on tenor sax, we have David McKenna on piano, George Tucker on bass, Danny Richmond on drums. And this is something out of the old Basie book. The composer credits are Battle and Evans, which would be Edgar Battle, and Herschel Evans. Herschel Evans was a tenor sax man in the Basie band in the World War II era. And this is a nice little swinger called Doggin' Around. Thank you. That's a nice old-fashioned tag on that one by Zoot on tenor sax. An old Basie item with Zoot, of course, on tenor, Dave McKenna on piano, Dogging Around.
Well, my next offering is a nine-piece group, including Clark Terry on trumpet, Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Milt Hinton on bass, and Panama Francis on drums, among others. It's on a Arbor's label called The Statesman of Jazz, and the tune is an Ellington Lee Gaines offering called Just Squeeze Me.
Thank you.
And that was the Statesman of Jazz with a nice taste of Milt Hinton's bass work there toward the end. And that was the Ellington Gaines tune, Just Squeeze Me.
I'm going to turn now to to our spotlight artist of the lead tenor sax man, Zoo Sims, and Norman Grants, the owner and producer of Pablo Records, was intelligent enough to get Zoot together in the studio with Count Basie back in 1970, which was a real treat. It's just a small quartet with, according to Count, usually on piano. He's on organ on this particular track. John Hurd on bass and the great Louis Belson on drums. And on seven of the tracks, Count plays piano, but he was really a tasteful organ player. And so on the last track, I Surrender There, he switches over to the Hammond organ. And so let's listen to Zoot and Count do I Surrender There. Thank you. Zoot Sims on tenor sax, accompanied by Count Basie on organ, doing a beautiful ballad rendition of that old evergreen, I Surrender Dear, backed up by John Hurd on bass. Of course, we heard John did a nice bass solo, and the great Louis Belson on drums.
Next, we have Stan Getz and Lionel Hampton together on a Verve CD called Hamp and Getz. It has Stan Getz on tenor sax, Lionel Hampton on vibes, Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. It's the old Ray Norble standard Cherokee. Thank you. With Stan Getz and Lionel Hampton, both pretty much proving they can play with anybody, along with Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Shelly Mann on drums. That was the Ray Noble Standard Cherokee.
I'm going to go now to a little history here, a revision of history with our highlight artist, Zoot Sims. As I noted at the beginning of the show, I think it was last week, Zoot became into national prominence when he joined the Woody Herman Second Herd, which was called the Four Brothers Band because it was three men, three tenor sax and one baritone, the four brothers on sax, and Zoot was a part of that aggregation. And along with Al Cohn, Stan Getz, Serge Sarloff on baritone sax, Herbie Stewart came in on tenor sax for Getz later, and Their seminal work was The Four Brothers, written by Jimmy Giuffre. So let's listen to Getz and his three brothers doing Four Brothers.
Thank you.
That was the reprise of the Four Brothers sound. That was written, that was played about 10, 12 years after the original Four Brothers was cut. It was just a reunion. It was not a working group. They just got together in the studio and did some of the Four Brothers things. And that was Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Herbie Stewart on tenor sax, Al Cohn on tenor sax, and the baritone man was Serge Charloff.
Next we have a group, that's called The Five on the RCA label. It's headed up by Connie Condoli on trumpet, Bill Perkins on tenor sax, Pete Jolly on piano, Buddy Clark on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. It's a tune written by Jack Lawrence and Charles Trenell called Beyond the Sea. Arrangement by Shorty Rogers with Connie Condoli on trumpet, Bill Perkins on tenor sax, Pete Jolly on piano, Buddy Clark on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on 89.1 FM for the better part of the last hour. I'm Kent Lindquist, co-host with Dr. Al Korns, and we hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes, and we'll be right back with some more swinging sounds, so please don't go away. We're going to close out the first hour with a little thing called Down in the Loft, which is a co-billing of Zoot Sims on tenor sax and Bob Brookmeyer on val trombone.
Thank you.